Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I was just sort of listening to the pitter-patter of feet. I thought that was real special. The children are such a blessing. I think one of my favorite parts of being at COS is watching all the little ones come up and sit there and look like little miniature grown people. And it's just very, very special. Very, very special. I'm here this morning, and I am feeling like I'm in a bit of transition. Transition in Ministry is the title of the organization in which the residents and I, Mara Joy and Josh and I, serve. So this time of preparation for this time to be with you this morning has made it more evident that the transition that I'm really in and in with you is waiting on the Lord. And it has nothing to do with the little minuscule transitions that we have to suffer through. And so this morning I am encouraged because together we come to worship. There's always one of us who stand before you and act as that open living vessel of God's truth. But together we stand and sit in worship, waiting for the Lord to bring down a blessing of His word upon us, and so that we can walk away encouraged. And so that is something that we can be excited about and waiting for in expectation. This is a time in the liturgical season, and I love being able to talk about the liturgical season. In my Baptist church background, we experienced Easter, we experienced, well, more or less holidays, but not in a liturgical sense. To be able to draw the Christian year together is such a marvelous blessing. And so I want to just go back just a little bit, because we've come through the time of Advent, and we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We gave up something during that time of preparation during Lent. I gave up chocolate for 46 days. And I'm eating it again. Not as much. But now, here we are, in this time, where we are maybe a little laid back. We have given up, and we've sacrificed, and now we're in a season where we don't have any pronounced thing, but I believe through the text of Psalms 23, a text in which we are so often soothed by and comforted by, that God wants us to remember that He is our great God of love and compassion. And what a reminder this is. Words that we've heard so many times, but we don't give it enough meditative thought. So join in with me as we journey into this familiar psalm and receive God's blessing. Let me offer you a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you so much for your mercy. We lift up our hearts to you and we pray that you fill us in a new way. Fill us with a new conviction. Fill us, Father God, with a new perspective on who we are as believers. We claim your peace and your joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Is the Lord my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. The imagery of this passage is known to us. Very comforting. Very soothing. And how often we wish for nothing more than to lie down and rest in our busy schedules. If we think it is God who demands us to be superhuman or superwomen, supermen, I think we're vastly mistaken. We live like that, though. I'm guilty of it. I have far too many things and ideas in my mind and things that I believe God is calling me to do. But I know that God wants us to steadily move forward on our journey through Him, and He wants us to rest a while. He wants us to appreciate the rejuvenating rhythms that He has for us in life, that sometime we are full of zest and energy and productivity, and sometimes we just rest. And when we cooperate, we'll be physically and emotionally and spiritually restored so that we can renew our journey with God every day. He is my shepherd. He is your shepherd. He is our shepherd. The Bible often compares humans to sheep. If you know anything about sheep, they are very skittish and scattered and silly kind of animals. And that's not exactly a compliment to be compared to them. But the scripture reveals that like sheep, we need a shepherd. And here's the great comfort. The great comfort is that God is not a shepherd. He is not the shepherd. He is my shepherd. My shepherd. Your shepherd? Yes. For all of the things that you got to go through in your life. But He's my shepherd. And you can say that to yourself. He is my shepherd. You can be confident in that. So if you're hiding from your shepherd, wandering from the flock, remember that the Lord is your shepherd, and He will make sure. The scripture today says that He will make sure that we lack nothing. He will restore your soul. He will personally guide you. Thy rod, thy staff. I often wonder, what is thy rod, thy staff? Thy rod means that He will guide you. And thy staff means that He will protect you. So the freedom that we have when we acknowledge that we are helpless sheep, and that we need Him. I am a helpless sheep. Oh, we don't want to say that, because we are strong and independent and individuals. We don't need anybody. We sure don't need a shepherd. Oh, but when a crisis comes, we need a shepherd. Yes, we do. So how is the Lord my shepherd? How do I live each day in the comfort of God's care? And here's the greatest thing that I know we are to experience in these six verses today, that knowing the depth of God's love and compassion, the depth of God's love gives us hope. I can reverse that. How do we find hope? How do we know hope? By knowing the depth of God's love and His compassion for you. God loves you. We are very wicked souls, sinners. Inside of us, you turn us inside out, we're not very good inside. We don't smell very good inside. But guess what? God loves us. He loves us unconditionally all the time, whenever and however and whatever you're thinking and whatever you're not thinking about. God loves you right where you're at. In ancient Middle East, sheep were very precious symbols of wealth. When folk had a lot of sheep, they were considered very wealthy. Sheep were used for clothing. sheep were used for sacrifice. Sheep were a very valuable commodity. Yet sheep must be guided. Sheep must be protected and fed, much like us. Much like us. The Middle Eastern shepherd loved his sheep so much that he named each one. He named each one. He knew them by name. And he cared for them very tenderly. He would position himself in between a sheep and danger. That's how well he would protect his sheep. An enemy would definitely have to pass by the shepherd if it planned on harming a sheep. So God presents himself as our shepherd. He leads us, he protects us, and positions us himself between any danger and any circumstance. So I don't know what kind of circumstances that you bring to this room this morning. I know that in the preparation of coming here, you bring all kinds of things to your minds. And as you sit here, you anticipate enjoying the rest of this day. So we have this time, just for a little while, a time when God wants to reach out and wrap his love around you in a new way. Sometimes we hear the scriptures and we hear the same words, but the same words have the same power and the same comfort. And that's what he wants to do for each one of you at this moment. To the person to your left, to the person to your right. So the person that sits in front of you and the one that sits behind you, he loves each one and knows us by name. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So as his satisfied sheep, we can make the bold statement that I shall not want. The word want is meaning lack nothing. That of lacking nothing, that of being utterly content in the good shepherd's care and wanting nothing more, craving, desiring nothing more. Ooh, that's not our thinking. That's not our thinking. But sheep now, they're very timid animals, and they will refuse to lie down. They're easily panicked. And when one gets up and runs, they all get up and run. Yes, we live lives of uncertainty. Any hour, any moment can bring disaster and change our lives. And our first impulse is to run. That's what we do. We run. Or we scream. Or we withdraw and go into ourselves. Or we find some kind of substance or preoccupation so that we can get through it. But the Lord says, I am your shepherd. I am your shepherd. And so along with the psalmist, we can cry out. The speaker of this psalm is a sheep. We are sheep. So when we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, we are asking him or telling him that we are aware of his presence. So I know that God doesn't want us to just recall and just claim that he was there after the circumstance. Oh, when circumstances are over, when the crisis is over, we will profess to one another in prayer and in solitude, oh yes, God was with us. God was with us. He was there. But I know that God wants us to claim his presence during the midst of the circumstance. That's how close he wants to be with you. He loves you. He wants to hear his name uttered from your lips all the time. Don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and a sound mind. That's something to shout about. That's a fruit. That's a gift. You can claim it. You can walk in it. Amen. One of the outstanding characteristics of Christians is the sense of serene, gentle contentment. Paul says, I have learned whatsoever state I am in to be content. To be content. The test of a society that causes us to always think that there's something better, something more improved. We are not content with where we are or what we have. There's bound to be lots of irritations and frustrations and disappointments. But we can come to a place of quiet contentment despite them. That's what the scripture is telling us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God works very hard. He works very hard to clear out the stony rocks of our unbelief. Yes, he does. And he works hard to tear out the roots of unforgiveness and bitterness. You know that. You know you're convicted. You know that little voice inside you is always talking about what you should do, what you could have done, how you should think, what you should have said. Who do you think that's talking to you? That's that voice of God trying to help you, trying to steer you along. He leads me beside still waters. When sheep become thirsty, they become restless. And they set and search for water. Most of the time, the shepherd has to be the one that helps them find the good water, the pure water. Christ makes it very clear to us that we can only be satisfied when our capacity and thirst for spiritual life and spiritual growth is quenched by drawing ourselves close to Him. There is no way in the world that if you had told me I would be standing here before you. Now, I honestly don't feel very good. I have a headache. My legs hurt. But I love the Lord. I love the Lord. There is nothing else that I would rather do than be an instrument of God's open, flowing love. What else is there to do for us? To be open vessels of His grace, His righteousness, examples of His truth. This time we have on earth is only for a short time. We got to make the best of it, brothers and sisters. Yes, we do. Matthew tells us that blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, satisfied. Christ boldly claims, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. To drink in the Greek means take in, accept, to believe. We must accept and assimilate the very life of God in Christ to the point where it becomes a part of us. Scripture that tells us pray without ceasing. Pray is just conversation, just talking to God all the time. And truly, as my Reformed theology teaches me, that I am to have a heart of gratitude. Amen? So if I don't do anything all day long but say, thank you, Jesus, then I'm praying constantly, constantly. St. Augustine sums up it well when he wrote, oh God, thou hast made us for thyself. And our souls are restless, searching till they find their rest in Thee. God alone knows where the still, quiet, deep, clean, pure water is. It can be found deeply within His grace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. It is a sheep that the good shepherd is caring for. It is a Christian's claim, a believer's claim of belonging to God. So why does his soul need to be restored if he's so protected and guided and satisfied? Surely it would be assumed that anyone in the Good Shepherd's care could never become so distressed that the soul needs to be restored. But it does happen, even for David, who was loved by God, knew what it was to be cast down and rejected. David knew the bitterness and feeling of hopelessness and without strength. And so David cries out, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Now think for a minute what cast down means in regards to sheep. It's a pitiful sight to see a sheep that is cast down. The wool on a sheep is very heavy, and sometimes can be so heavy that when a sheep is laying down and rolls over, it might roll over in a little hole. It loses its grip, its ability to stand up, and it's left with its feet. Sheep have been known to die. But guess who comes along and saves the sheep, because he knows him by name and somebody's missing? The shepherd, the good shepherd, finds the sheep and turns the sheep up on its feet. Glory, hallelujah. How many times has God done that for you? How many times has he stood you up, strengthened you one more time? When a shepherd has found a sheep whose wool was weighing it down, he had to shear it off. He had to cut some of it off. And those sheep, no, they don't like being sheared. That's not comfortable. In our lives, the good shepherd will come and take us by the hand and apply the keen cutting edge of his word to our lives, and it won't be pleasant. And we will struggle, yes we will, and we'll kick and shout, and when it's over, we're happy. And oh, the pleasure of being set free from ourselves. This, my brothers and sisters, is restoration. This is restoration. This is what a satisfied, content believer needs and is given, because we constantly need restoration. Amen? We do. So in our Christian life, our wool may be a little bit heavy and weighted down. We might be a little bit self-assured in our careers.